702. The Friday Mix. Food.
Right, it's 17 minutes past one, and yes, now we can talk about the food because my guests are now in studio. So joining me is the team from Bullring Grill and Bar. Now, it's located in Midrand and just off a race course. I didn't even know there was a race course in that part of the city. So we'll talk about their offering, the food that they brought out for us. And we've got three of the team, the management joining us now in studio. We've got Celeste. Hello, Celeste.
Hello, Zainia.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. And then we've got Dumelo.
Hello, Zainia. How are you?
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
And Lloyd.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. The man who's responsible for the food. You guys, I was almost late for the show, by the way. Thanks to you. I was almost late in getting here from the first floor to the second floor, back to the first floor to do the show. I had to get all my belongings. So welcome to the show, and thank you so much for feeding us today, but also, and congratulations are in order. You're 2 months old.
Thank you very much. We are, yeah.
Yeah. So what is the concept? What is the Bullring Grill and Bar about?
I think it's a lifestyle. It's a movement that we want to start. It's about just aspiration. Enough of going down to Cape Town, seeing the winelands. Now you're up here. We've got a beer home finally where craft beer is ruling.
And Celeste described it as a beer estate.
It's a beer estate, as we would like to coin it. So that's the concept. Great food, family events, and I mean, horse racing on a monthly basis.
What is this race course? Where has it always been there?
Yeah, so it's been this hidden gem that we are so excited about, because it's always been this place for a specific type of crowd and people, and now we're making it
opening it up to the rest of us
and more accessible, and we're opening it up to people who just want to see these majestic horses at any time.
Yeah. So are there actual races, or is this where they kind of train?
Yeah. So there are races in the mornings. They train in the mornings, every morning. So people come out, eat breakfast, and just watch these majestic creatures.
Yeah.
But we've opened up a whole eventing side of it as well. So that's where we can actually do customized, personalized horse races. And we just had our first charity race recently. It went really well. Mm. We've gotten a great reception, and I think it's something unique to offer to people, to people that want to have that added je ne sais quoi to their function.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So we're very excited about it.
The pictures are beautiful. So great detail has gone into the setup, into the decor, the aesthetics of the place. Really, congratulations. It must be nice, especially for you, Lloyd, because you're in the kitchen, to be able to work in such a beautiful environment.
It's great. So, you know, as Celeste was saying, it's not only the, you know, in the mornings, the horses are there out from like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
But then even in the afternoons, you've got this like picturesque, the sunsets on the other side of the racetrack. Oh. It's really amazing.
Yeah. In the middle of Midrand. So we get to get lost a little bit.
I think that was the charm of it. You're sitting and you've got this place that's always done exclusive events.
Right.
But for a particular crowd.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, we come in and we say, guys, this should be opened up, because there is nothing more majestic, like Celeste said, than watching horses run at full pace right next to you while you're having a beer or just chilling and having a chat with friends. It is the most tranquil experience you can have.
Oh, man.
So the idea was very simple. Have a beautiful dam there. Bring events.
There's a dam?
There's a massive dam. A kilometer in radius that you can swim.
It really has everything.
It's
and some resident ducks as well.
They're well behaved.
I think that's what we've been trying to do, to say, let's bring them this culture and lifestyle of finally bringing whole families on board.
Mm.
Bring them out when dad is sitting having a beer and a chat with mom. The kiddies are taking care of they're riding ponies. They're being taught about horses, and while at the same time enjoying great food. So
yes,
it's a full thread.
You mentioned the beer. It's the home of Bullish.
It's a home of the Bullish.
The Bullish. This is your own
Bullish craft beer.
Your own craft beer.
Yes.
So this is where it all started.
Absolutely.
Incidentally, what's the history with the craft beer?
So to cut a long story short, I'm in the U.S. In the U.S., every corner has its own beer. Every
listen
team is
this
on beer.
Guy, listen to this guy. Yeah, I'm in the U.S.
Yeah.
And then come home.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Excuse us.
You're in the U.S.
Stunting
on the people.
But on top of that, I'm in the U.S. studying at MIT. Why don't you say that?
So I was previously in the asset management space. I was a full suited guy, and my wife was saying, you know what, you need to change your life.
My
wife being Celeste, and so when I came back, I was finishing off my MBA with Gibbs as well. I had this thing, and I went and one of our family friends, he's an engineer. Mm. He was pretty much stepping out of Shell, and I said, Leon, you're a great engineer. You're a chemical engineer. Making beer is a chemical process. If we made this great beer, that would win awards. And he tinkers. So he went along tinkering. He bought all the stuff. He said, this is what it is. And we went the full hog to the point where we started winning like awards. People were loving this thing. And that's where the beer was born. So we went around Cape Town, and everywhere we went, it was an estate, mm-hmm. a wine estate or so. And we said, we must make sure that we have this for beer. And
enter beer estate.
Enter beer.
Exactly. The home of Bullish.
Yeah. Home of Bullish then is born.
Yes. And Celeste, your background is in marketing.
Yes. Yeah. So I was complete corporate animal. Mm-hmm. Entrepreneurship was an interesting new step. But launching the beer was really exciting. And we had such a great reception, and it was something that, you know, it's yours.
Yeah.
So you work hard, you're passionate about it. And then came the race course and everything along with that, and the whole eventing side that we're doing as well. So what Tamela and Lloyd have mentioned is the family side, but there's also a big corporate side to it, mm-hmm. and vast expanse of land to do any kind of function and family days and things like that. So we've just started to do that. And I run that side of it with my company.
Yes.
So I kind of took all that marketing corporate experience and brought it to to this.
She wants to say she was forced. So yeah, we just had our fourth baby. Our last son is actually the same age as pretty much the restaurant being open.
Yeah,
he's about three months now.
Yes, competing so, with the boring.
So as she was giving birth, she was also giving instruction on the palette and the color of how this thing should look. But in that, the idea of saying, hey, if we want to do Valentine's Day late movies and drive-in, because my kids will never know what a drive-in is, or to watch a movie while sitting on the grass, or to watch open-air boxing, all these things are lost to us. All these cultural things are lost to us.
Yes.
So we had people playing jazz out on the grass, and I think we don't have those spaces anymore in Joburg. That's lost.
Even the carols by candlelight, we had that too.
Absolutely, and it was amazing.
We went old school. We had the Rhema Choir.
Yeah.
And we had, you know, it was proper carols. We had booklets.
Summer nights are amazing.
Yeah. So, and you know, people sang carols, not these new, I mean, we recently went to carols by candlelight and with songs we didn't know. Yeah. We went old school, you know, we went back to the carols everyone knows.
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to introduce these events that resonate with people.
Yes, yes, you know? Fantastic. So Lloyd, you have a food background.
Yeah, so I've been in restaurants since I was 14 years old.
Wow.
Illegal, but nonetheless, I was there. So I lied my way into a job, a holiday job. And then just fell in love with it. And since then, I've been involved from coffee shops to franchise brands, mm-hmm. to running my own restaurants, and then landed up here.
Yes.
At the Bullring.
Yeah, you made me fall in love with your food.
Oh, thank
you. The food was absolutely delicious. The menu you brought out, I mean, I wanted to finish every single morsel. It was so delicious. So we started with the chorizo and calamari.
Yes.
Which you say is hugely popular.
Yes, my personal favorite.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think Tumila's as well.
And mine. No, without a doubt.
I'm a steak person.
Look at Kamazela. He's like nodding at the fact that the food. Yes, two thumbs up.
Yeah.
So that's one of the favorites. And then there was the beef Shadow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the menu that we put together is kind of like, as I said, because I've been in restaurants for so long, you know, you kind of build up your personal favorites, and the Bullring was a place to put all of those onto the menu that I've always wanted to do. So
your dream menu.
100%.
My dream menu. You talked about how in the beginning there was a little bit of a tussle between the money man,
yeah.
Tamela,
yeah.
because he's got that finance background.
Yeah.
And you being so passionate about food, not looking to cut any corners on the quality and what you actually source.
Yeah. So, you know, like I was saying before, and even with the steaks particularly, you know, you get these, and we won't mention them, but, you know, as a family, you get stuck in these franchise brands, and their food is just beyond average.
Mm.
And, you know, the only reason that you go there is because you're a family man and you want to let your kids let off a bit of steam. But what we've made sure to do is to source the best locally produced meat.
Yeah.
You know, the specifically the grill, the steak aspect, the meat supply in Joburg, they're renowned in the country for supplying steakhouses that win the awards every single year.
Yeah.
So those are two of the dishes. Then we got onto the lemon and oregano lamb chops.
Yeah.
So tender, so delicious and so tender.
Yeah, so again, the point there is to take really, and I mean, we prepared the stuff here, so it's not these hugely complex meals, just great fresh ingredients, locally sourced, and just quality products.
I think you touch on an important point about coming out to the race course. So we have nothing that comes out of a microwave or sealed to be prepared for later. Everything is fresh. So you come there, you relax. It's not going to come out in 5 minutes. Yeah. Come there, sit, wait your 30 minutes because you know what? The steak is coming out. It's been aged and the guy who's dying over how it should be done makes sure you know, he's cracking whip that they do it in a specific way.
Yes.
So that takes time, but he comes out, he lets you know how it is. They tell you where the meat comes from and all the rest of it. So that's part of the experience and the culture they're trying to build there.
Yes. We had the fried chicken wings.
Yes.
That for me is right. No, I mean, you guys have your favorites. I loved it. It took me by surprise, I must say. Because yes, you think a wing is a wing is a wing. But it was so beautifully tender inside, perfectly cooked inside. And then on the outside, it was this beautiful crumb around it. Because so often when that happens, the meat inside dries up.
Yes.
You know, this was the perfect
balance. Or the breading, the crumbing is soggy and not crunchy.
Yeah. So congratulations on that. The sliders. What a surprise. That biltong cheese sauce on top of the beef patty. That was really delicious. Really delicious.
It's good.
Flavorful.
Yeah.
So tell me about that sauce.
So again, the point is with all of the food is to just do, you know, a lot of the stuff is either being inspired by somewhere I've gone or just, you know, just by the love of food, something I've conjured up at home and in my kitchen and then I've just brought it in there and the biltong cheese sauce is one of those.
Right. No, that was absolutely delicious. And then of course there was the jalapeno and avo slider as well. So a lovely, lovely selection. You can see how this will meet the palates of different people.
Yes.
You know, in a
that's
family.
The point. 100%. Yeah. That's the
and
point.
And I think the whole point is to have feel good food. It's a feel good place with great, tasty, feel good food.
Yeah.
And I think that we're trying to stay as true to that as possible.
Congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
Ask quickly about the hours. So what do those look like?
So we open during the week, Monday to Thursday, every day from 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to really catch that morning crowd to come and have a good breakfast and watch the horses there. Mm-hmm. The horses tend to leave in some at about 10 off the track. So 7 in the morning till 5 p.m. in the evening. In the late afternoon, and then Friday and Saturday we extend the hours to the evening trade till 9 p.m.
Mm.
And then Sundays and public holidays till 6 p.m.
Fantastic. So go on to the bullringsa.co.za if you want to check out this new player in the food market in South Africa, the restaurant market. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was the bullringsa.co.za. Celeste Dumelo and Lloyd. I think it's a great partnership. You have different minds coming together to make this a success. And I think it's the same, the Boring Essay on Instagram. I took some videos. If you follow me, you'll be able to see the experience from earlier on.